And if I can say, Paul, many congratulations as you have this very heavy medal around your neck.
Thank you very much. It's been a great day. I think icing on the cake for everybody, a good performance and a home win, and we can go away and rest now and get ready for next season.
On and off the field, it was the perfect climax.
It didn't rain. That was the first thing, I think. We scored in 4 minutes, which kind of settled the nerves. I think we tired a wee bit the second half, but to be fair, Cheltenham were... It caused us a lot of concern in the second half with the system they changed to, but the boys handled that. We've got a clean sheet, we've got 102 points, and as I said, everybody's happy.
Have you had any word from Mansfield yet? Because they've got that third automatic promotion spot now.
You know, I did feel for Mansfield for the simple reason that they had been in the promotion position for a long time and they'd let it slip. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you've got to give them a great credit. They've got a young side, they've got a very exciting side, very good at home, they've played some great football there, and in the end, you know, they'll be delighted today, and I'm delighted for them. I'm very, very pleased that we were very professional in our approach today and, you know, played the game to win, I'm saying, because I would never wanted anybody to point the finger at us.
As a player, as a coach and manager, you've been through a lot in football in a very successful career. Did you ever imagine that your first full season in English management would end in such a way?
Well, I had 5 years to build a team and win something with St Johnstone Football Club, and you know, that's obviously, it took a long time for us to get the right players in, and we achieved an awful lot, and the team went on to achieve an awful lot when I left. So that was very pleasing. But as you say, in 18 months, because I do judge it on 18 months for the simple reason there was a lot of work done last season that people don't appreciate. And I would like to obviously thank, I think sometimes the manager and the players get all the accolades, and I think Kevin Summerfield and Paul Maxwell and Jacko the kit man, Crudgy, they, you know, helped the goalies a wee bit, and Stuart Gibson and Dave Newton have worked very hard when we've needed a rest. They've taken the team in that, and to be fair, and the Doc, who's worked miracles sometimes, and these people are the people that really, you know, deserve it as well, and they're the people in the background sometimes don't get the appreciation that supporters should give them, and we've been a team off the park as well as a team on the park.
David Frio came out for the post-match celebrations, although he was Terry Butcher-esque with that bandage around his head. Was it stitches just before the break?
Yeah, he got 3 stitches in his head. I'm saying, you know, they changed their system a wee bit and it caused this concern. We stuck him in off the front and we looked much more settled with that, and obviously got ourselves through to the end.
A lot of supporters will be listening now in their cars, Paul, on the way home. I guess an impassioned plea for the support to continue next season.
Well, it's a scary thing that normally happens in football. You know, you're probably better being in the top of the league that you're underneath you. I mean, you get more crowd. I'm hoping, you know, obviously we don't know. We've got to taste this league, and we've got to give these players here the opportunity to taste this league before I make the changes I would attempt to make to benefit the team in the second division. And I would hope to think that this support will turn up in the numbers and stick with us through. Yes, there'll be dark days as well as good. It'll be a bit of a roller coaster early on next year, and I would appreciate them to stick with us, because the 5-year plan is the important thing now. It's back on track. It's something we've got to stick to rigidly, and hopefully put the foundations in. I think this season might have done it. Put the foundations together to make sure that Plymouth never ever come back into this league.
Well, you're congratulating everybody. Can I say, enjoy your deserved break, and on behalf of all the supporters and indeed everybody who's listened to our broadcast on Radio Devon throughout the season, thank you and your team for giving us such enjoyable days of football.
Thank you very much.